Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast. I trust also you will be blessed by the message. Tell somebody right now, you are a lot closer than you think. Matter of fact, tomorrow God could turn something around for you. A door can open up. Everything can change. And what you thought was way off somewhere is right up at your door. You know why? It's a season. Stuff is ripe right now. And I'm not talking about just because it's springtime. It's springtime in the spirit realm. Amen. Everything's starting to bud again. Everything's coming up again. God is saying it's your season. It's a season of prosperity. It's a season of increase. It's a season of favor. If you don't know, tell somebody. You better ask. Better stop playing dumb. Recognize the seasons. Be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. He will guide you and instruct you, give you creative ideas, show you things that you didn't know. All right, so God's methods change, but his ultimate purpose never changes. What is God's ultimate purpose? I want this to anchor you to your foundation. What is God's ultimate purpose? The ultimate purpose is not to bless us. If I'm talking about with things, you know, like that. If the Lord never gives you more things, you're already blessed. I said, you're already blessed. We're blessed because we're here. See, we should have got more hand claps than that. See, some of y'all looking at me like you're not blessed. You need prayer tonight or what? Tell somebody, I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I don't always feel the best in my body. Things don't always go my way. But you know what? In the midst of all that, if you count up, if you really look at this thing, I'm blessed. I was blessed coming out the womb. All the stuff God caused to not come at me, to leave my life, all the stuff the devil tried to pour on me, tried to take me out, tried to do all this, but yet tell somebody I'm still here and I'm blessed. I love God. I'm serving God. Tell somebody it's going to be all right. If nothing else, I'm saved. Hallelujah. See, you got to get some sight beyond this life. I'm saved. That's the main thing. When I leave here, I'm going to be with him. Amen. I'm not destined for hell. My soul is saved. I'm washed in the blood. Don't get it right all the time, but I'm saved. I'm delivered. I don't belong to the devil. I belong to God. Hallelujah. I've been redeemed by the precious blood of the Lamb. If nothing else, you got that to shout about. As a matter of fact, that ought to be the main thing you shout about. Because something didn't go your way today. That's all right. It's all in the plan. All things are working together for the good. All the time. Everywhere. Everything is for your good. Whether you like it or not, it's still for your good. We ought to be the praisingest people on the planet. Why? Because I'm saved. He didn't have to do that, but he did. I was lost going to hell. Some of y'all, the devil really tried to take you out. But God said, no. He didn't have to do that. Spared your life. You'd have been in hell right now. Don't think there's not a real hell. It's hell. There's a hell, and there are people there. We forget about all that. Get upset over a little trifling stuff. Somebody didn't treat you right. They mistreating you on the job. Well, hell is a whole lot worse. Don't act like God had to do it. He chose you. You didn't choose him. That some of y'all need to selah that sometime. You didn't choose him. He chose you. My God, why a wretch like me? What did you? He didn't know. Help us, Holy Ghost. See, some of us need a little bit more reverence and understand a little more fear of the Lord. You need to see him like Job did. Job was in despair and depressed about a whole bunch of stuff till he saw him. He said, I repent. This little piddly stuff ain't nothing. I've seen eternity. I repent. Some of us need an encounter. Some of us need a visitation from the Lord. All he has to do is show up. He don't even have to say nothing. You'll fall on your face and realize, Lord, little old me. Amen. I'm talking about the one that has to humble himself to step into his creation. He abides in eternity where ain't no time, ain't no space, ain't no limitations, ain't no boundaries. And everything he created, in order to come into the third heaven, he humbles himself. I'm talking about the one who we have to be changed. You see, the high life, our life is going to be an ascended life. More and more we're going to ascend until, and I'm talking about in our spirit, until this body has to be changed to contain the glory. It's not getting worse and worse for us. It is for the world, because they don't know God. They're floundering in darkness. But we are not in the dark. We are walking in the light that shines more and more unto the perfect day. But your soul, somebody say, my soul. My soul has to prosper. Stop listening. Let me say it this way, please. Don't get offended anybody, but stop listening to ignorance. Stop listening to just opinion. Stop listening to uneducated stuff. Old wives' fables, superstitions. Get that stuff out of your mind. All that stuff that clouds up your faith, get you afraid, oppresses you. Get rid of all that foolishness. That is not your prophetic destiny. We are called to dominion. Nothing short of it. Stop asking for stuff back and start taking it back. Amen. Stop asking Mr. Devil for stuff back. Cease hearing the instruction that causes you to error from the words of knowledge. Stop listening to people tell you what you can't do, what you won't be. Amen. Stop listening. Who are they? That's better. That's better. That's better. Psalm 84:11. Someone say, blessings have their season, and this is their season. I told you last week, develop that 360-degree sight. Stuff is going to be coming at you. I'm not talking about the devil. You know, he'll always be the devil. I'm talking about God's going to start sending stuff your way. You're going to have to see it coming from all around. Unexpected quarters. Things you didn't know about. Stuff coming in the mail. Say amen, lights. Amen. Y'all think I'm just talking. There's testimonies already. Stuff happening. People didn't expect. Coming out of nowhere. Out of the blue. Out of left field. I'm talking about blessings. Amen. Blessings from God. Why? The portal is open. And our souls have to prosper. Amen. Psalm 84:11. For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing. Somebody say, no good thing. Say it again. Say it like you mean it. Say it like you really mean it. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Come on, I said, no good, this is the word of God. No good thing will he withhold. God said that, no good thing. Now, your soul's got to prosper. You got to wrap your mind around that till you start walking in expectation. God said, no good thing will he withhold from me. I'm walking upright. I'm living all I know. God said he won't withhold it. So if it's being withheld, it's because your soul hadn't prospered yet. You still got that blockage, that poverty mentality, that Egyptian mentality. You got to let your soul prosper. Your soul, your mind's got to prosper. You go to bed tonight, that's why we confess the word. I prosper and I'm in health, even as my soul prosper. I walk in health, wealth, prosperity, increase, abundance. Speak those things to your soul wraps around it. Because what did God say? I won't withhold any good thing from them that walk uprightly. He didn't say them that walk perfect. Come on, say this with me. Devil, you a lie. See, because you temporarily lost your mind. You got mad. You got angry. Temporarily went insane for about an hour. That doesn't forfeit you. You're still saved. Tell somebody, I'm still saved. Remember we said getting angry means you go mad. You done lost your mind. But it said, the word says also, be angry and sin not. God gives you a little leeway to be crazy for a little bit. He just said, don't sin. Don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Don't let that anger rest in your bosom. Well, what did we just read? He will withhold no good thing from them that walk uprightly. Listen to this. If God is seeming to withhold something from you that you have been praying for and praying for and praying for, then he knows right now it wouldn't be working together for your good. Look at somebody, tell them, own up to it. Don't be a little child. If he's withheld, if something is withheld, because God said, I'll withhold no good thing. No good thing. And most times the reason if something is withheld, your soul hasn't prospered.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036 or toll free at 1-877-TR-BANKS. Our service times are Sundays, 8:30 a.m. and 11 o'clock a.m. Join us in our midweek service, Wednesdays at 7:30 p.m. All services are live streamed.